You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Well, we've had another week concluded.
Well, it's Monday, so not concluded.
Week of the show. Not full week.
Yeah, we work so hard. It's a 2-hour week, guys. That's a wrap. What's everyone doing for the rest of their week?
Can we also acknowledge that I'm back on the podcast intro? I'm sorry.
I think I might head out.
I almost feel missing that the reason we do these intros. Like, I mean, Carl and I have done 2 hours. We're tired. Are we just doing this to fill up your word quota?
Pretty much.
As the person that edits the podcast, I was actually listening back to a couple of our podcasts the other day, which is quite traumatizing because, you know, the last thing you want to do is listen to your own voice.
Do I need to apologize for anything?
No, but you genuinely spearhead this podcast. So I almost feel like this whole section, Bianca, we can just take a seat and let Jack just talk about all of his innermost thoughts, because that's what happens.
In fact, I think we might leave. Leave this recording and he can talk for another 3 minutes.
Three? That would be really
short. No, let's not do that to the listener. Honestly.
No, don't do that. Save them.
Listening right now, we would never do that to you.
Thank you.
You had it for 2 years, and so now it's finally reverted back to how it's meant to be.
Wow.
Says the guy who abandoned us.
Well, I did. For reasons. I had to become a new and improved model. And I'm much happier now. So, thanks.
Model.
I didn't say model.
Did I say model? When I made shakes his little...
Okay. Person, not model. Both. Why not both? Anyway.
Oh, my God. I thought Alex Perry was right about you. He's showing potential.
Strike a pose.
All right, Madonna, just relax.
Speaking of, we didn't bring this up on the show, but did you see her collab with Kylie?
How did we
miss out on talking about that?
No, I had it on my list, but we were just so jam-packed today. 3 guests, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, Big Vacation, our featured artist, and Queen of Melbourne. And we should have mentioned too, being the long weekend.
Moomba.
Although, not so good for Moomba this year.
Mm.
No parade, because too hot.
That's one way to rain on a parade.
I've got a question, Bianco.
Yes. We'll just move past, yeah.
If you were the Moomba monarch, I feel like you're contractually obliged to wear the hat, the crown at all times.
Speaking of, apparently...
You look like King Julian.
Thank you.
Not you.
Oh.
Like, Peter Halley has been walking around in that thing all week, and I'm like, I like to move it. You know, it's all I think of.
You know they make brand new ones every year, so...
Do they really?
Every monarch has their very own crown.
Oh, we should have asked Lucy about that.
I heard...
Bury the lead.
Oh, that could have been a... Exclusive?
What?
That. The answer to that. Do you get to keep the crown?
But didn't you just say that the answer is yes?
Because if you've got a crown, that turns that frown upside down.
Unless the heat wave comes through and you don't get to wear it on your day of days.
And then that's a way to rain on the parade. No, it's
like
not.
A Disney movie, that. You're the monarch. It's your big day. All you needed was someone to freeze everything and then you've got Frozen 3.
Disney.
I think they're definitely coming out, isn't it?
Sorry?
Frozen 3?
Let it go.
Can we add subtitles? That was inaudible then?
I'm sorry. Oh, come on. I'm trying here. Okay, look, the thing
all
is...
I heard was...
No, here's the thing, right? So I actually don't consider what I'm saying. I just kind of say it without thinking, and then it just sounds like a... It sounds like rubbish.
You.
Thank
you.
It's a bit like your bowel movements in the past. Sometimes they're just...
my Lord.
It's happened historically on the show.
All I ask with this podcast is just... Not a lot of class, but maybe just like a pinch.
And a punch. That's not the first of the month, though. It's the 11th.
That ruins it, Bianca.
You're disgusting. You're absolutely disgusting.
There was merit to what I was saying.
No, there was not.
He just releases himself a lot.
My Lord.
He lets it all out. He's got no filter. It's disgusting. Contain yourself.
Neither do you.
Norther. Good on you, Norther.
Jones.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. One thing I'm coming to learn is I think it takes me a long time to warm up and actually get functional on a Monday.
No, I've come up with a new strategy because you know how I said I was really struggling getting up. So I'm used to getting up either at 3 or 4, 5 and 6 I can't do. So I reduced my sleep last night. So I only had 5 hours and my body's used to that. And so it was much easier.
Smart.
I feel like every second week, I think I said this last week, every second week I have a good week, the other week not so good. I have an on and off switched. Last Monday, I was it was a good show, but physically, mentally, I felt off.
Okay.
Did you go to the gym last week? Or
yeah, I go 6 days a week.
Is it because Jack wasn't here? Is that why?
No, it wasn't that. Mm. In fact, it was a lot quieter.
Bit more.
You're very rude.
You're still here. I bought you a coffee this morning. Be grateful.
You did, thank you.
And you drank my own coffee. You had an LB.
No, and that's the thing. You've almost converted me because that was it was rather enjoyable.
Convert's a strong word.
I love how this podcast ends up being like a family feud between the two of you. And then me and the listener just sit on the sidelines. We just check our Instagram. We go, oh, they're at it again, guys.
No, Bianco and I, legit frenemies.
Can you get Durak on already? Please.
Did I not beg at the time? I was like, please, Lucy, come on. And can I just say, what a champion.
I take that back. That was pretty disrespectful going, you know, that way. Saying what? Durak instead of Queen Lucy Durak.
Yeah, thank you.
I apologize. I retract my comment.
Can we also say such a queen mark. That we didn't even, well, Bianco didn't realize that she was on the Zoom call. And so she had to listen to us on air.
No, but that's okay. All I did was a weather update and it was for a minute. And then I said, oh, hey, I didn't know. It said Nina on the Zoom. I'm like, sorry. I didn't realize we were talking to Nina.
You know what we should do is a whole new segment. We should put at some point a Zoom link on our socials.
Join us.
Join us. And if anyone joins, they go on air. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you need.
That's rather risky.
That's very risky. Considering you look
call at a roulette.
Considering when you've got a public profile, anybody can do that.
There's nothing public about us.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Or profile.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know how you get the spam accounts? You might get someone who has one of those porn accounts. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, geez, that's not something I was expecting.
I love how you
see.
Went there and I was thinking Wally went on.
But the funny thing is, well, Bianco, that too. Just on what you were saying before, we don't have a dump button in this station either. So, you know, if they start going
rogue. Don't worry
about
it. I'll just yell.
When's it ever stopped me?
True, you have sworn on this stage.
Can we actually do that, friend roulette?
No.
And we play thank you for being a friend,
that just
who's
sounds
on?
Like, sounds like a real life Omegle.
Omegle?
Oh,
what?
Those were the... Oh.
Speaking of...
Hey, we don't talk about Omegle.
Have you seen the Kermit Omegle videos come up?
No.
I'm Kermit.
Speaking of dump buttons...
It's funny, all of a sudden... I won't say it.
No.
Don't even Google it, to be honest. Forget I even said it. It's pretty disgusting what you find when you search Kermit Omegle. Don't do it. You've been warned.
Good to see that you're using your downtime productively.
Oh, I actually don't. I'm so shit at it.
That's
the one time. Sorry.
There was no... You weren't even making sense either. There was no need.
No, well, I was making sense. I was being truthful, honest. Although, that's kind of a lie because I feel like I have been a bit more productive. I've got the...
As you say that, you've got your hands behind your head, your boat shoes on, that it's kicking me.
Oh, sorry.
You're so relaxed.
I got the disinfectant wipes out. I de-dusted my room.
You de-dusted?
Yeah, you de-dusted,
de-clustered, whatever. I moved Fifi's bed because it was right near where my socks and jocks were and it was irritating me. During winter...
It was irritating you. What about poor Fifi who has to smell your socks
She's
and
out
jocks
of whack. She's 13 years old, nearly 14. So you make any change and she's like, I'm blind, I'm deaf, I don't know what I'm doing. She's in all sorts.
She's and old.
I know. Any kind of change.
Isn't that just so you? Your poor dog.
I move her bed and she resorts to jumping on my bed and sleeping next to me.
Oh, she loves you.
Yeah, but then I don't know if I kick her during the night. Like, she's got... She had a
graze. No, but she's blind and deaf.
Age does that to you.
No, but also being kicked by your owner.
Well, I don't intentionally do it. I'm pretty sure I give her a lot of space if she does. I don't know what size my bed is. Anyway, that's not important. Let's get into the show, shall we?
As you can tell, a real mixed bag of things today.
Must be a public holiday.
Yeah.
Mm. Hope you have enjoyed it, and whenever you're listening to this...
They wouldn't have enjoyed it. They're just here for Lucy Durak, so...
Yeah, fair enough. Well, if you want to hear that, fast forward to about 40 minutes into the show.
No, we want the TSL, time spent listening.
Well,
sorry,
you
all
were
the
one
through.
That just trolled the podcast. So actually, as we throw to the show, Producer Jack, I want you to do a really good tease and a plug, and I want you to encourage everybody to stick by us.
Before you do that, love to you and your siblings if you have
thanks,
any.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I threw that out in the show today, my story about Fred again. Appreciate your siblings more if you don't already.
All right, now Jack, say good things about us.
Okay, featured artist Big Vacation, Queen Lucy Durak, and Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy.
No, hang on. Oh, yeah. About us, Carl and Catherine.
No, look, it's all about the guests on this show today, I think.
Did you, Bianco, you know how I asked you to put an eject button in Jack's chair for him to go fly? Did you do that?
It worked last week, clearly, because he wasn't here. But I think he's now got the reject button.
What does that mean?
You re-inject yourself into the studio. and live up to the title of one.
And next week I won't be here. Have fun all.
Are you actually not here?
Thank God.
It's you and Jack.
No. Sorry, I'd rather put new Aussie music on for 2 hours than do a show with him.
No, that's I will be here. I might bring
Courtney back. Can I ask Courtney if she's available?
You say that every single time that KP's going to be out of the studio.
Pet talk.
Let it go, mate.
8:15 pet talk. That was fun. Let's talk about this week's snakes.
And you do understand that the listeners have no idea what's going on right now.
What?
The listeners have no idea about context to that show.
Okay, background context. I've had a lot of co-hosts. For some reason, Catherine's stuck fat with me over the years.
Stuck what?
Is that a saying?
No.
Did you just call me fat?
No, what's the saying? Stuck fat, isn't it? What is
duck fat, maybe? Oh, my God, I'm not coming next week.
Duck after
I'm
that.
Done. I'm going home.
All right, you large mammal. Let's get into the show. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you bright and early, 7 a.m.
No,
on
he'll
Monday.
See you. I'm starting my own podcast.
Breakfast with Carl Bianco. It's got a good ring to it.
Oh, God, the ego on the man.
Bye.
Good morning.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we're here. We're the ones that are with you. We're live. 4 minutes past seven on this public holiday, Monday the 11th of March. Morning.
Morning. Are we the only
ones? Oh, no. Oh, no. You're very low. Oh, hang on.
Oh, not again.
Can you tell me which one you're going to be on?
Is this thing on? I can't even... Am I working?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep, you are now.
I was going to say we're the only people working today, but I'm clearly not.
Well, somewhat working.
Happy long weekend, everybody. But we ain't slacking off here, despite my mic not being on, because we've got such a big show today.
We're 75% functional.
We've got three guests. Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy. Happy Oscars Day to all who celebrate. It's a big day today. America Ferreira, looking at you, girl. You've got a win. Big Vacation, our featured artist, and a little later, Lucy Durack.
Looking forward to it. Hey, we're getting the show started with a bit of Fred again. This is I Adore You, 5 minutes past seven.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Got a bit of feedback off the top.
All right, go on.
Last night in the Bianco household, I strategized. Decided to make my juice last night.
Hang on, how is this feedback?
Oh, it's feedback, internal feedback.
What, did HR pass it on?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. To be brought up on here. Note to self, do not make a juice when 60 Minutes is on. Because it might be the last 60 minutes. you're allowed in the household.
Can I just offer you some feedback?
Please.
The mailbox is for show purposes only. Whatever grievances you have with people outside of this studio, that's for you to deal with. That's not for producer Jack and I to navigate.
Mm.
Speaking of, I've actually got some feedback about the show last week,
Jack,
guys.
Please join us. It's a little early, but we'll bring you in.
Morning.
Morning.
How's the long black, by the way? Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it for a second, and then I realised, hang on, something's not right.
Yeah, because you drank my coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Well, no, and KP, maybe that explains to you why I said this coffee's going hot. I'm not going to scull it this time. And it was...
Yes, because it is
boiling water.
Anyway, feedback, guys.
Feedback.
It would appear after last week's show, people really enjoyed the show.
Oh, good.
Not because of us, because of Delta Goodrum, and rightfully so.
Yeah, but it wasn't just Delta Goodrum. We had Patty Jamison on from
True.
Gaslight, and is that doing wonders in Melbourne so far?
But I feel like all week, were you the same? Everyone was asking about Delta.
Mm. No.
And you weren't here.
Yeah.
Well, I booked it in, so I should take some of the...
Turn his mic off. Yeah. Come on. Until we're humble, sit down.
Bit of feedback, Mike. Should not come on for Jack at this time of the morning. Thank you to that
noted.
Person. Duly noted. That's all I got. Got anything else?
No. Oh. You know what? We didn't get hate mail this week, which is really nice.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you did, but it was not show related.
I got a bit of feedback.
Go on.
Stop stacking was another message I got. I did it again on Friday.
Oh, that was the other thing. People were saying to me that your line last week about exiting the truck and the hokey pokey, elite.
It legit was like that, though. I'm not even kidding. It was difficult.
You know what? Actually, going off that, every truck I've driven past since this time last week...
You picture the drivers doing the hokey pokey?
I'm just like, wow, who would have thought? Like, obviously, I think it's incredibly impressive to be able to drive a vehicle of that size, particularly when you reverse it. But to see them sitting in there, I'm like, you've had a hard morning already because you've had to go through a four-step procedure that just went completely above and beyond my co-host's head. And good on you guys. So to all the truckies out there, if you're listening, well done you.
Yep. Hail to the truckies. They're out there this morning.
They are.
They are out there.
Yes.
Anyway, if you've got any feedback, you can always send us an email during the week, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on the socials at Carl and Catherine or at Southern_FM. We'd love to hear from you all throughout the program this morning, 0404 000 736. This is Cyril's cover of Stumbling In on the Sounds of the Bayside. I know you don't like pests, particularly magpies, but I'm worried there's a lot of them out there at the moment.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say about our producer. He's just come back.
No. I'm not talking about the largest pest in the world. I'm talking about...
Just to draw the curtain back for a second, he's just taking his headphones off and he's leaving.
I say it with love. Anyway, I've never had so many bite marks on my body. Okay. Interpret it how you will. No, it's not like that. I mean, I'm looking... And I'm like, geez, that's a bit itchy. Why have I got a lump there? That shouldn't look like that. And I've got bites in spots across my... Like, seriously, I don't know where they've come from. I don't know what it is, but something's attacking me. And I'm know I'm a bit healthier, so I might be a bit tastier blood-wise. But,
oh, my gosh, Carl.
No, but they say that these mosquitoes that suck your blood, they do it because they like the taste of your... blood. I don't know.
No, a lot of it has to do with the fact because I get attacked by them and it's if you're vitamin B deficient.
Oh, really?
Mm.
God, I probably should book
B standing for best.
I haven't been to the GP in 3 years, so I probably should go for a bit of a checkup, shouldn't I? Last time I did, she ordered me to do all these blood tests and I never did them. Yeah. Well, sorry. It wasn't compulsory. I didn't do them in the end. It was just as I was starting to make healthier life choices.
Fair enough. No, but on that though, have you noticed that Melbourne has been inundated with crickets? That's another thing. Every person I know, I swear,
seriously though, like
has crickets.
Look at that mark on my arm.
I cannot see it.
Can you see it?
No.
There's a little mark there. There's another one just on my chest area that I won't show you.
Thank you.
Because that would involve me taking my top off, and I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Are you apologising for not putting? Wow.
I just won't do it. It's in a really niche spot. So I won't do that to you.
Are we actually talking about your spots? Is that
no, I'm talking about where there's a particular breed of mozzie out there this summer into autumn, and I don't like it. Why? Where's it come from? Why is it biting me? Serious
well,
question.
What are you doing? What did you do to the mozzies?
I'm not attracting them. I'm trying not to attract.
Well, you clearly are.
Well, yeah, apparently.
You need to play a bit hard to get with the mozzies.
That's one way to put it. I don't know. I'm just telling you, the able listener out there, that I've never seen anything like it before where there's been like just random mosquitoes out there with the ability to bite like no tomorrow. Have you experienced it? Let us know. 0404 000 736. I don't know. Have you been bitten?
Not recently, no. But I get bitten all the time, so welcome to my life. This is just how it is.
Okay. Good chat. Let us know. 20 minutes past 7. 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. It's Monday breakfast. It's probably about time that we get Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy, on the line because...
Christmas Day.
It's not Christmas Day.
It's the Oscars Day to all who celebrate. It is the greatest day of the year.
I'm surprised you're actually here today, to be
honest. Honestly, I have shot myself in the foot. I cannot believe. And it's a public holiday too, right?
Mm.
All the stars aligned. And what have I decided to do?
Work.
Work, both here and at my actual job. But Lachlan Mackay joins us on the line. Happy Oscars Day to you.
And happy Oscars Day to you and all those who celebrate.
This is a big day for us.
It's the biggest day on the film calendar.
And there's lots to discuss because, obviously, the Oscars in the last few years, a bit hit and miss. But I've got a really good feeling that this is going to be one of the better ones. We'll get into why a little bit later. But Lachlan, what can we expect from the big day?
See, Catherine, I think you need to tone down your excitement because I think you're going to be heavily disappointed with this Oscars because it's going to be your favourite film, Oppenheimer, sweeping. Ugh. That's what's going to happen tonight.
Hang on, so you're telling me it's not going to bomb?
No,
Carl? Get out.
Can we say that or not?
No.
I thought that was a good joke.
The joke bombed. Anyway, Lachlan, please continue. Carl, turn your mic off.
Okay, fine. I tried.
Catherine's favourite film of last year, Oppenheimer. I'm going to say it's going to win every award it's nominated for. Nominated for 13 awards. I reckon it could very well win all of them.
You're not wrong. Like, I mean, it was a good film, as my eyes roll to my brain as I say it. But the big, big thing is obviously Barbie. Also, very controversially, not nominated for some key categories. However, an amazing day for my girl, America Ferrera of Ugly Betty fame, nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And Lachlan, we manifested this. I think if anything comes of this, Ryan Gosling has to get up on stage and single-handedly thank the both of us because there's a live performance happening and it's the greatest day of our lives.
Yes, we're going to see Ryan Gosling get up in front of all his peers and sing I'm Just Ken, which, to be perfectly honest, I think that's worth the price of admission.
I genuinely think it's going to be the greatest moment of 2024, just quietly. Mm. And last week on the program, we celebrated another huge moment for the Oscars, the 10-year anniversary of John Travolta's Nadal Dazeem moment.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Which was fabulous. Mm. What else can we expect from the show today? What are your big predictions?
What are my big predictions? Well, we've got Jimmy Kimmel returning as host. And he's hosted a few years now, so I'm feeling pretty confident that we're going to be in good hands with him hosting. I also feel like he might have a few digs at old mate who didn't do very well at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
What was that guy's name? Joe Coy, I think it was.
Yes, yeah. I've actually blacked that out from my memory.
So I think that's gonna happen. What else? I'm hoping last year, or maybe a couple of years ago, they had like reunions when they presented awards.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, to present the award for the best costume, please welcome the cast of Pulp Fiction. And then they had like Samuel Jackson, Uma Thurman and John Travolta come out and present the award. I hope they do that again.
Ooh, who do you want to see as the reunion?
I have no preference. I just hope that there's somebody. There's like, this is a great film from a few years ago, and here's the actors from it. That would be my hope.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be my hope.
Do you reckon there's going to be like a trend or a theme when people come up and accept their awards? In past ceremonies, you know, people will come up and accept and be like, and I also want to take the time to talk about this and how passionate I am about it and why we should be focusing our attention on it. Is there anything standing out to you that could be the talk of the town, the topic of discussion with all the award winners?
I mean, see, this is the part of the awards that I don't like. You know, you go up there, you get your award, you say thank you to your agent and your director, and then bugger off. Don't make it political.
Yeah, look, it just spans it out. But they did also say that this year's Oscars is trying to be a little bit more concise on the time frame sort of aspect of things. Do we feel confident about that?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, I'm so annoyed I have to go to work. This is like the saddest thing to ever happen. But, I just cannot wait. Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, so much more to discuss. I think also the thing is too, like, I mean, movie of the year, you've said Oppenheimer's going to do well. Are you assuming it's going to take out number one?
Yeah, it's going to take out Best Picture. Chris Nolan's going to get his first Oscar for Best Director. It's for the Best Actor, it's either Cillian Murphy or Paul Giamatti. It's down to those two, I'd reckon. You could definitely say Robert Downey Jr. is going to get the Best Supporting Actor. Yeah, I'm not a betting man, but if you're interested, here are my tips. Definitely put all your money on Robert Downey Jr. for Best Supporting Actor and Divine Joy Randolph for Best Supporting Actress because they're definitely.
I like it. I swear to goodness above, because I cannot say another word on this station, if America Ferrera wins an Oscar, I am going to have to go homesick. Seriously, I will not cope. I am so excited for her. Carl, any big moments for you that you want to watch out for the Oscars? Have you seen Oppenheimer?
No, I haven't. I don't intend to either, just for the record.
My guy.
But I'm going to make a controversial call.
Mm. And hang on, because, like, you know, the Oscars don't start for, you know, three. You could probably watch it right now. By the time it finishes, the Oscars would have started.
No, I'm not going to bother. I'll just wait for the summaries on the various news sites. However, what I will tell you, Lachlan McGuire, our movie guy, I'm going to make a controversial call that Oppenheimer will not win Best Picture. And okay. I'm going to say that it's going to either be Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the Scorsese picture, or it may even... Sorry?
It was a silly joke. I'm sorry.
Poor form. Or it might be Anatomy of a Fall. It's going to be one of those two that's going to be
and
Best
Carl,
Picture, and it won't be Oppenheimer.
Tell me what you thought of both of those films.
Oh, I thought they were great, particularly Scorsese. His directing is just a work of magic. He never makes a bad picture. It's a bit like Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris never comes out with a bad song. So I reckon Scorsese is in with a big chance to win Best Picture.
Can I just say, every single time we have Lachlan McKay, the movie guy, on this program, I'm grateful. And I've just been reminded from that sentence alone why we have him on this show. Lachlan McKay, have the best day. Enjoy.
You too.
Oh, sorry, I'd like to get to the end, but I'm just getting the wind-up here. It's the Oscars music here, Lachlan. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Is this Viking music?
No, that's what it's called, Oscars theme, apparently. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Is it Oscars as in the award or a guy named Oscar? Cause
hey!
Right.
He got you.
Well, we'll leave it to your imagination.
And he's rattled you too.
Well, I've rattled you. I've rattled you now. Oof.
I think you might be co-hosting the show next week.
Please. I think I've hit a point in my life where all of my friends are just leaving me.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people would think, yes, Catherine, you're, you know, late 20s, people are getting married, people are having babies. No, I'm not talking about that, although that is happening. I'm losing my friends to two things, and I almost feel like it's becoming a bit of a cult. E-scooters and marathons.
Well, I can say I've sampled half of those. I e-biked up in Brisbane.
That's it.
We heard all about that.
Yeah, but that's not an e-scooter, so
it's
zero.
Still an e-something.
I have seen a mass increase in friends that are training for marathons. I've got one friend who is doing one in Canberra that I very might be going up there to witness because it's such a big deal because she's been working on it for so long.
Can I come too? I've never been to Canberra.
You're not coming.
Why not?
Why would you want to come?
Because I've never been to Canberra
the
before.
We all know what happened the last time I went to Canberra.
Road trip. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine? I could not think of a worst case scenario than being in the car for how many hours? I would need that many barley sugars. I'd be so car sick.
Sorry? What's a barley sugar?
Did you? So this is the thing you don't know, being a private schoolboy. You would have, like, if you had any...
Hang on.
Interstate trips, you Sorry. Would have flown there.
Can I just correct you? Semi-private. Wasn't private.
No.
Semi-private.
You went to... I can't say it.
What?
One of them definitely is a private school.
And they... Yeah. One of them was, but that was in my junior schooling.
Doesn't matter.
And it was only to year four.
This was in my junior schooling that I was smashing the barley
then
sugars.
Then I went to a Catholic school and I stayed in the Catholic system. Did me real good.
Yeah, clearly. No, did you never go on a bus trip? And then you would have...
Oh, yeah.
Initially, the way it would work is your parents would have to write a letter if you were prone to car sickness and you would sit at the front. And then when we went to Canberra, it was such a long drive. I think it was like 8 hours in the bus. And all of us sitting at the back had to keep smashing barley sugars because all of us were going to spew at all times. Being
oh,
in a bus,
come on. People are eating their breakfast right now.
It was
now.
Bad. Anyway... Back to what I was saying, marathons and e-scooters. I can't tell you the amount of night outs I have been on recently where I will be in the Cibader and everyone's like, oh, we'll just go from one location to another on e-scooters. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't think there's anything lamer, quietly.
Yeah, true.
And so one of my friends recently, we were meeting for dinner and she was like, I'm on my way. I'm like, cool. So I'm on my phone. All of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, what's that? And I look up and I don't see anything. I look back down on my phone. Like, what? Look in the opposite direction. My life flashed before my eyes. She lost total control and the scooter comes flying at me. And then she like stacks it and like turns around. And then like there's nothing lamer. Like, sure, it was impressive. But then you've got to like put it on and then you've got to click the little foot stand and it stands there. Then you've got to take a photo of your scooter and pay for it. I'm sorry. No. It's not for me. And I just feel like the more I go out, the more people I'm losing to both. Either they're the people who aren't scooter people have fallen in love with their legs and they want to do marathons and they're training and they're doing their thing and they're on running plans. And then the ones that aren't are on e-scooters. I'm just a little concerned.
Is this a bad time for me to admit that I'm training for a marathon?
You are not.
I am.
What?
The goal is someday.
Yes, exactly. You don't have one in mind. I've got three friends
doing
marathons.
Can you pick one? Pick one and I'll do it. If my ankle holds up, I'll do it.
Well, you know who won't be doing it?
Who's that?
Me.
Why not?
I hate running with a passion.
We can run together.
No, Carl, I've got no kneecaps.
That doesn't matter.
I actually can't run.
I've got cankles.
Oh, my God.
Never stops me. Clearly, because I keep stacking. It's probably telling me something, isn't it? Don't run.
Yeah, don't run. Walk.
No, but I want to run. I like running. I wear my more supportive shoes. Instead of the 880s, I go out in the 1080s. They're a bit thicker.
Cool, man. So cool.
I know, right?
Wow.
Living my best life. Maybe I should just get an e-scooter out of here.
I would pay to see that. That's the one time I would give a tick of approval because I'd love to see you navigate one of those
things.
I've got
crap balance, so it's not advisable to get on an e-scooter. It was bad enough I got on the e-bike in Brisbane, to be honest. I almost, didn't survive it.
Fair enough. Anyway, I'd love to hear from anybody else in the same situation. 0404 000 736. Are you losing friends to e-scooters? Are you a staunch non-believer in the e-scooter like I am? And if you've got a friend going for a marathon, what are they doing and how are you coping? How are you supporting them too? Because they're all on eating plans and they're all doing their thing. And I'm just chilling, you know?
Just hanging.
I'm just hanging. I'm not putting, you know what I mean? The shoes I'm wearing don't have laces, if you know what I mean.
Good for you.
I just, no, it's not for me.
Thanks for sharing.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a very open show. You've been bitten in bed. I've got no friends.
Well, I don't know if it was in bed. I've been bitten somewhere.
Thank gosh, after this, we've got our featured artist to bring this show back.
Big vacation. I might need one after this. One of the big things we love to do around about this time every week on the show, Kapow, is introduce a featured artist for the program. And this week is no different. Despite it being a public holiday, we keep with the trend of having a featured artist. Our featured artist, well, he's known now as Big Vacation, but you may have known him in a past life as Billy Fox. He's released a new single. It's called Anchor Point. Jeez, I think I should slow down a little bit. And it's great to have him on the line this morning. Big Vacation. Morning, mate.
Morning. Good morning. How are you going?
Really well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, congratulations. Debut single as Big Vacation. Tell us everything about this track.
Wow. Okay. Everything. I'll try and keep it as concise as possible. this song has sort of been sitting with another batch of songs that they slowly started filling up a bucket. I was working on other projects with other artists and producing and writing, and there was just the material that was sitting in its own lane, and this was one of them, which then became the Big Vacation project. So it's been around for a year or so. Then I zoomed back into it, finished it off, mixed it, and then put all the content together, and it just came about really organically. And that's sort of what the project is about. Is keeping it organic and relatively thought free. Just go with what feels good.
For sure. And Big Vacation, how did that name come about? What's the story behind it?
Pretty much because it felt like a holiday from how I'd approached and worked on other projects. And I just took it as an opportunity to rethink my relationship with art and creating and writing and then the process of releasing music, which is, that's a whole other channel to consider. And I just thought I just want to do things a bit differently and have that feeling of freedom like you do when you're, on a vacation, I suppose. Yeah.
I love it. And as Carl mentioned before, we do know you previously under the name Billy Fox. When you compare the music of Billy Fox to Big Vacation, what made you want to make this change in the first place and how do they differ?
I don't consider it a change. I just consider it another thing. Like, and that Billy Fox is definitely still around, and there's actually a song or two that looking at releasing at some point. So it's not so much a change; it's more another feather to the bow, I suppose. What's different? Oh, it's probably a little more organic. The Big Vacation sound, definitely leaning into, and I suppose as it all unfolds and more music gets released, leaning into more hip hop, a bit more sort of, funnily enough, sort of punk and grunge influences as well, which I sort of grew up listening to. And yeah, so Billy Fox is a bit more on that sort of electronic soul sort of idea, and but there are crossovers. There's a, you know, it's coming from the same person, so there's going to be similarities as well.
For sure. And tell us what it was like to work with producer Matt Curtin. He's worked with people like Flume and Golden Features. That must have been awesome.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, he's epic. He's all time. He's worked with some of those seminal albums that Flume and Adeza and all those EDM electronic sort of guys put out. So his chops are well versed. And I just send him, like when I finish my mixes, send him my stems. And then we just do a bit of a back and forth around how he wants to master them and how I want them to sound. And it's, to be honest, if you get a pretty good mix, then that side of the process is reasonably easy and seamless. Yeah.
Well, you make quite the duo there, and it's all come together, all your hard work to make Anchor Point. Big Vacation, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, before we get you to introduce this track to our audience, where can we find you on the socials?
Oh, yeah, just go to Big Vacation, basically. I think it's big dot vacation, maybe. Yeah, across everything, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. You go and search for it, you'll find it.
Legend, mate. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Can you introduce the new track for us?
Absolutely. I'm Big Vacation. This is my debut single, Anchor Point, and I hope you enjoy. Have a great Monday.
Catherine, something happened to me the other day, and I'm convinced my phone is listening to me even more than ever.
Okay.
It was very random. So I got a notification, and I thought, oh, okay, it's from the gram. Probably just someone sending me a DM or
okay,
liking something. Or
it's those damn mozzies again, sliding into your DMs.
Anyway.
You up?
Nah, not responding, buzzing. Anyway, I looked, and I'm really sick of the people you may know or suggested follows.
Mm.
But this one really hit me. And I'll tell you what it was. I've got to get the exact quote of the notification that came up on my phone. I screenshotted it to bring it up. It says, real.single.life, who you might know is on the gram. Now, I'm sorry. I thought the gram was for, you know, professional purposes.
No. In what world has it ever been for professional purposes?
Influencer, if you're a...
Which we are so far off the mark.
You know, if you're a professional person, also probably far off the mark, I don't know. Whatever you are, you use it for whatever purpose. But turns out there's a lot of, I suppose, accounts that are not quite what the social media is designed for. And this appears to be one of them. But why would my phone give me a notification that real.single.life is there and I can follow them?
Look, I mean, I'm pretty sure of all the 8 shows we have done in this new incarnation of this show, you have mentioned you were single in probably 7, maybe 8 of them. So I think your phone's onto something.
And what about you and your real estate and swiping?
Oh,
episodes?
It's still going, guys. I'm still on both apps and it's a nightmare. But, you know,
I think Mr. can back me up here. We hear about that most weeks too.
All the time.
Well, I'm sorry. I held your hand during your house hunting, Missin.
Yeah, no.
So all the places that you sent me photos of and I said yes, no, maybe, I don't know.
I don't think I actually sent you photos of anything.
Would you like me to go back in my receipts? Because
please
I've
do.
Definitely seen your apartment before it had its painted walls.
No, hang on. That's when we bought it. No,
I saw a couple of options before that. And so I just feel, you know, that maybe a little bit of support, guys. It's hard out there for a woman, particularly when you're on both apps at the same time, navigating them solo.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. Back that truck up. Just one sec. I know we need to go to the news in a second. But every time I've given you my support for a house, it's either been passed in or sold without your name on the contract.
Yeah, the problem is because you jinx it every time I talk about it.
What do you want me to do?
Wow.
Okay, so it's probably a good thing I decided to come back to Monday Breakfast after that conversation. Probably a good time also to say belated Happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you. Jack, I would also like to hear it from you.
Mic's off. Time to go to the news. It's 8 o'clock. Coming up, Lucy Durack will join us and we're looking forward
Thank
to chatting
God.
To her all about the latest project she's working on.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin, and you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is on this Labor Day long weekend. Carl and Catherine with you Bayside. And my goodness, we've got a huge second hour ahead of us.
Massive.
We are just moments away from speaking to the Queen herself, Lucy Durack. She's signing on to a new project. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later. Plus, Bianco. Just a quick little Oscars update. We heard from Lachlan McKay, the movie guy, before. Already, just a quick glance on the socials has told me Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant and Liza Koshy just face-planted on the carpet, which is not ideal.
Oh, great.
There's carpet burns and then there's red carpet burns and poor Liza. But she did well. She committed to the fall, but yeah, not for me.
Speaking of doing well, this is Pink. She's back in town again tomorrow.
She is. Tuesday, yeah.
Hey, this is for you.
Thank you.
Catherine, I've been looking forward to this all morning, having our guests join us at this time on the program.
100%. And hey, we normally wouldn't fade Queen Ariana Grande down, Bianco, but we have to today because there is another queen on the line. Lucy Durack, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really, really well. Thank you so much for joining us on what's an insanely exciting day for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's my pleasure to have a chat. It's always so nice to chat with you guys.
Likewise. Now, tell us, today you have officially signed on in a new production. It's called The Odd Couple. You're going to be gracing the stage with Todd McKenney and Shane Jacobson. Tell us about it.
I certainly am. So it's the classic Odd Couple, the Neil Simon play that, you know, back in the day was Walter Matthau. And when they did the first film, it was Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. And of course, now in our production, it's Todd McKenney and Shane Jacobson, two of our absolute sort of veterans of the entertainment industry. And myself and my dear friend, Penny McNamee, who people will know from Home and Away. And Penny and I actually worked in the original production of Wicked together. She was Nessa Rose and I was Glinda. And we play these sort of ditzy sisters who live in the same building. We're all divorcees and we have quite a farcical comedy, comic time together in the building with the two gents. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a hoot.
And tell us, the role you're playing, the English sisters, how did that come about?
Well, both Penny and I just auditioned. We met with the director, Mark Kilmari, and we, you know, put on our best British accents. And and Penny and I have been friends for a long time. So we actually had a little chat and a tiny little rehearsal before our audition. And then when we got to do it, we had such a fun time. And it's so well written. There's so much comic sort of juice in there to juice out of it. And we just had a great time. So we auditioned and we were so thrilled when we got parts to partly we're thrilled because it's a great show and it's a classic and it's such fun to be able to work with. We've both worked, you know, with Todd and Shane in different capacities. I worked with Shane in Australia's Got Talent and also Midnight the Musical last year at the Comedy Theatre, and we're back at the Comedy Theatre this year. And Todd and I did Shrek the Musical. He was Lord Farquaad and I was Princess Fiona, and Todd's mum actually taught me tap dancing, so it feels like a real full circle moment that we're all back together having a grand old time.
It most certainly is, and it's sort of playing off these two real dynamic duos in you and Penny and then, of course, Shane and Todd. And speaking of full circle, Lucy, I mean, Wicked just reopened here in Melbourne last week.
Yes.
How does it feel, first of all, to be back working with Penny? And I know that you sat in the audience of the premiere and watched this new thing. Does it feel like so much time's gone by?
It's just that funny thing. It was a bit cliched, I guess. Like, so much time's gone by, but also it feels like no time at all. But I was lucky enough to sit in the audience with my own little family. So my daughter Polly, who's 8, and the last time I did Wicked, I was 5 months pregnant with Paul. And, you know, it's not until you look at our children where you're like, oh, that is a significant amount of time that's passed. They're kind of a pretty good physical reflection of that. But it was so special. The new company do an amazing job, and we had an absolutely wonderful time. And even my four-year-old, Teddy, he loved it. He was so enthralled. And, in fact, yesterday he said, Mum, can we watch The Wizard of Oz? So we ended up watching that. He's gotten right into it as well.
That is and, so cute.
He's so cute. It was, it was just absolutely beautiful. And I just felt incredibly grateful sitting there watching this wonderful production and feeling how lucky I was to be part of it myself. And it really changed the course of my life in so many positive ways. I feel very lucky.
Oh, it was just incredible. It was one of the first musicals I ever saw. But tell me, did the kids believe you when you were sitting in that audience and you pointed and said, I used to do that? Did they believe you?
They did believe me, but it was like Teddy was like, he just didn't think that, I don't know, like he was so into Popular, the song that Glinda sings, and Courtney Monsma is hilarious, and he was cackling. And then later on I said, oh, what did you like? He goes, I like the funny pink girl. And I was like, yeah, did you know that I used to get to play that? I was like, yeah, but like, I'm not sure how much he kind of really takes in, but Polly's a lot more across it. She just loves it.
Yeah,
so
no doubt. And I think, you know, I recall going to see you when you were doing that role back then. I think that was, for me, what inspired me to start loving musical theatre, really. Mm-hmm. I always had an appreciation for it, but seeing that role, that was great. I remember going to the Regent as a youngster, and it was amazing just to see that production.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. That's really special.
And Lucy, while we have you, we must discuss, at the end of this year, Wicked the movie is coming out, the first part. Have you seen the trailer, and what do you think of it so far?
Oh my gosh, I think it looks amazing. Speaking of Queen Ariana, I think it looks so good, and the girls look amazing, and I'm so excited to see it. And I'm excited to see how they do it, because I know they split it into two films, and I imagine that means they finished with Defying Gravity, only because I know that, like, even sitting and watching it the other day, my son did say, Teddy said, oh, is that the end once after Defying Gravity? So it sort of is a bit of a natural, you know, pause. So I'm very excited. I think it looks fantastic, and they sound amazing.
For sure. And look, The Odd Couple, it's coming to the comedy theatre. Tell us about the comedy. How's it to do a production in there?
Oh, it's great. I mean, my first production at the comedy was only last year with Midnight the Musical, but I've seen a lot of, like, particularly I go and see a lot of, like, Melbourne Comedy Festival shows there, and it's such a nice theatre to sit and watch in, because it's old-fashioned and very ornate and beautiful, but it's also quite intimate, and I think that it's a really lovely theatre to sit in and watch. I've been watching I saw A Christmas Carol there not so long ago, and it was beautiful theatre to see that in. And, I'm really looking forward. I think you get, like, that real up-close and personal experience when you come to the comedy. So, and because it is a play, and you kind of want that, so I think it's going to be the perfect place.
100%. And you mentioned that you and Shane starred in Midnight last year, which was a fabulous production. I feel like all is right in Melbourne town when you were on stage doing a production. There's just something about having Lucy Durack in a show that's the best.
That is very kind of you. Thank you so much.
It's
I feel comforted every time I get to come back into the theatre world. It's such a joy.
Oh, and that's the thing too. You've played so many characters across the journey. Is there one that sticks with you the most? I know Glinda is near and dear to your heart, but who else?
Glinda, definitely. Playing Elle Woods in Legally Blonde was an absolute joy, because she's such a joyful character and who stands up for so much good as well. And playing Princess Fiona in Shrek was pretty hilarious fun, getting to do that as well. So they're two of my favourites.
For sure. When it comes back, we're going to talk about Shrek for a second. When you're working with Todd McKenney now, can you unsee him as Lord Farquaad?
As soon as he kneels down, he's Lord Farquaad again. But I think it's also because he had that hilarious wig that he'd wear, that sort of like bob, that sort of dark bob that just also added to the comedy of it. He was so, so funny. God, he was amazing. His comic timing is so good. That's why I think it's going to be so great to see him in this. And he and Shane have got such a great bond. It's it's just lovely to witness that. And I think they love each other, but they also rib each other in a certain way that I think is going to come out really beautifully in the Odd Couple.
And I know we can't give too much away. We're looking forward to it coming to the Comedy in May of this year. But is there anything so far from your involvement that we can be looking forward to when it does come to us in May?
Look, I think there is going to be much hilarity. And it's set in the 60s, which is always, I always find that sort of area quite fun to watch, even the costumes and the wigs. And Penny and I were having a bit of a dream yesterday about what our wigs might look like.
Yes.
And what the kind of general style of the show will be, I think will be really fantastic. But I think generally being a classic Neil Simon play, and it's amazing. Like, it was written back, you know, such a long time ago now, but it really sort of stands the test of time. So I think it will be a delight to come and see, like a real, we'll walk away really uplifted from having a good laugh.
For sure. Well, we're looking forward to going and seeing The Odd Couple. For more information, you can find it at theoddcoupleplay.com.au. Tickets are on pre-sale from now, effectively. You can go to that website and find it all there. And it comes to Melbourne at the Comedy Theatre from the 18th of May. Lucy Durack, thanks so much for jumping on for a chat this morning.
Oh, it's a real treat to chat to you both. I hope you have a great day. Stay cool.
You too.
Thank you, Lucy.
Bye, guys.
Good on you. Lucy Durack here on The Sounds of the Bayside. Total Tommy Microdose, that was number 7 on the regional charts last week, on the AMRAP regional charts. We like to bring you a bit of music from the AMRAP charts.
We certainly do. We also like to just bring you the best people in this town. Lucy Durack, The Odd Couple, get your tickets where you can. Isn't she just the most... It's like interviewing Sunshine talking to Lucy.
Pretty amazing, to be honest. Not going to lie.
She is just incredible. And the funny... I was just telling you guys off air too, a really good example, if you've got a dream... Stick with it. Lucy did musical theatre at uni, was in the ensemble of Mamma Mia, then wasn't getting roles, decided to go back to train to be a lawyer at uni, and then a friend said, oh, you should hear this show, Wicked, manifested it, became Glinda, and the rest is history. Amazing.
Indeed. I'm just still a little bit blown away by that.
So lovely.
That Delta Goodrum and Lucy Durack in the last 2 weeks.
Who's next, producer Jack?
I don't know.
Because, Pink's in town.
Well, I know, but also... okay. Well, I'm already...
no pressure.
Well, I'm trying to still work on Amy Shark for you, mate. So that's one thing.
Please don't align the two. I know it's easy to do it.
Okay.
But also, credit where credit's due, KP, you got Lucy. So, you know.
It's okay,
Who
guys.
Am I going to bring? It's my turn.
Yeah, it is.
My turn to deliver. Who do you want?
You know who I think we should have, just because I'm obsessed with her? We should get Marsha Hines on to talk about her idol feedback. Can I say, I have not watched this new season at all.
No.
But there's something about my parents are really into it. And when they've got it on and I'm walking around, and there's something about going from a performance to Marsha Hines feedback, it just takes me back to the peak of my life and I just love her. So maybe Marsha.
Okay.
Okay.
Noted. I'm kind of going back on something I did earlier in the year. Before I went away, right,
yes.
I decided to resort back to an old pair of glasses.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I've turned 365.
Oh, now, hang on. Let's just set this up properly for everybody. So if you are only a Carl and Catherine radio listener, you won't be in on this little story arc, because the podcast, which you can listen to at any time, wherever you get your podcast, we do have a little bit of behind-the-scenes banter.
Extra.
Read all about it. Well, Carl can't because he's got the wrong glasses on. Carl confessed...
Now.
On the podcast that he had reverted back to an old pair of glasses because he was worried about how he looked.
No, well, not necessarily that.
We always knew.
Yes, you did.
Vain.
It was from vain purposes.
A little bit of that. But the other element was I was concerned that there was little writing I couldn't read, and I thought it was, you know, because I was wearing the wrong glasses. Mm. My older script, I could read those little
letters. It helps when you've got your eyes open.
Sorry? What? Are you telling me I've been... doing this radio show blind the last 8 weeks?
Hey, now. Anyway, so you're wearing your old glasses again, your new glasses, which are actually your old ones.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Mm. So I've resorted back to them because it turns out the script was actually an improved script.
And shocker.
Yeah, I know. I've done a total 365.
Ooh.
That'd be 360, I think you're trying to look for there, mate.
Got a bit of news? Bit of news for us?
Huh?
Bit of news for us there?
Just no, I was saying, ooh, for the 360. Because I love nothing more. I say to producer Jack all the time. our no, that's the Katy Perry song.
It's 366.
I know, it's a good song.
It's 366 today, this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Good math.
Leap.
No, I say about our producer all the time that he should be going to Paris this year for gymnastics because he's a pro at backflipping. And I'm amazed that you are too. So are you happy with this script? You're not changing now? Because these frames really suit you. I know that this is wasted on every person listening because they can't see your face right now.
Well, they can if they see our socials. It's the same glasses.
Yeah, they look good.
Thanks. I was just a bit self-conscious, I think.
No.
Well, I would like to hear from other people. When have you done a 360? I did one yesterday. Mm. I have heard so much hype about the Netflix show One Day.
Yep.
So it's an adaptation of a book from the 90s, which was really popular, was made into a film. Anne Hathaway was in it some years ago. I watched it and it was put into my category of films I will never watch again because I bawled my eyes out. So it was up there with Marley and Me, The Notebook, One Day.
Click.
And so many of my friends said, I'm not even acknowledging it.
Oh, no.
It doesn't exist.
It does.
Did you see that he's the highest paid actor last year?
I love his films. No. Sandler.
Hollywood, tidy it up. Anyway.
Oh, that's rude to him. Take that back.
I watched One Day yesterday. I said I wasn't going to do it. I watched the whole series in one day because it was hot and I had nothing on.
Did you cry?
I actually didn't because it was one of those shows. It was 14 episodes, half an hour, so already had me because I'm like, good for you, short episodes. It was beyond tears. It's so beautiful and so sad. And can we have a little One Day fan club? If you have actually watched it, I want to hear from you. MondayBreakfastRadio@gmail.com. We'll have a little text exchange because some of my friends haven't seen it yet.
I haven't.
Oh, it'll tear you apart.
I'm looking for something to stream at the
Every
moment,
time
actually.
I hear a European accent now, I just want to just curl up in a ball and die.
I watched that Jennifer Lawrence film. The one, what's it called? Oh, I'll just do a little.
Live Google?
Yeah. What's her latest film called?
Oh, not that one.
No Hard Feelings.
Oh.
I watched that one. That's quite funny.
I think it's a bit inappropriate.
Jeez, Matthew Broderick looks old.
Now, that's not nice.
That's harsh.
Bueller. He looks older than the guy who said it in the
you
film.
You know, I will. Something that that's horrible. I will never be able to process the fact that he is married to Sarah Jessica Parker. It doesn't matter how many times I see them next to each other. It is like a jump scare every time because I genuinely forget about it. It's such an iconic couple and people don't actually give it the attention it deserves.
I thought I'd watch it. I don't regret it. I actually enjoyed it. It wasn't a bad film.
She's better than that.
Probably not advisable if you're under the age of 15, for those listening. A lot of them would be at home right now listening to us, of course, because it's a day off school for most schools. I think for all schools, actually.
It is because it's a public holiday. So the only people working today are the three of us.
Well, Jack's not working.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyway, 0404.
Hang on, I'm just checking our rundown. Assassination attempt on producer. It wasn't in the rundown.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
No, but Toblo's talking body was. I kind of did that, I suppose. That, you know, glasses you're talking about.
I'm going to be sick in my mouth.
Thank you.
We would be remiss to have a radio show today and not bring this up.
What is it?
You know that I was the number one ticket holder for the Australian Idol magazine back in the day. 2003 was one of the greatest years of my life.
Why are we bringing this up?
Australian Idol meant more to me than most people. Now, I am not back on the bandwagon this season or the new Idol because, you know what, it just makes me... I don't want to forget the good old days, but we have to talk about this. Now, I don't know whether you guys saw TJ Zimba's performance last week on Idol. Now, TJ Zimba, he's an electronic music producer. He's also in the top 10.
So maybe I'll like his music.
Well, he decided for his performance that he would make a Gen Z version of this iconic Australian song. Now, Carl, you haven't heard this.
No.
Let's give it a spin. Voice trying to understand it. Make some noise and make it clear. That happened. Now, this has divided the nation. Idol has not been this prominent since Casey Donovan beat Anthony Kalia in 2004.
Be cool.
Some people, mostly people under the age of 25, think this is a triumph. Everybody else is so grossly offended. TJ Zimper is actually hoping to release this as a single. I want to hear from people. 0404 000 736. When it comes to classics like this, John Farnham, The Voice, this is the song that put him back on the map after a series of hurdles. Should you be allowed to touch classics like this?
No. Sorry. Blatant no.
Now, to the surprise of nobody, the judging panel, Australian Idol, Carl Sandilands, Marsha Hines.
Oh, he
Amy
was
Sharp.
Excited. I've never seen him so excited.
Now, this is exactly what I'm saying. Kyle was bopping his head. He loved it. Do yourself a favor. I know this song is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the week like it has been mine.
I've already forgotten about it.
If you watch the video, if you see Marsha Hines' face, and the best bit is when you actually go to look it up on YouTube, the next video that comes up is Flynn push a Beat It. Remember him?
No.
How do you not remember
Flynn?
And he ended up doing Push Up. It was amazing. Anyway, Australian Idol has finally had its Flynn moment, and I feel like I can rest easy now. I don't know whether TJ Zimper's still in it. I have not been watching that closely. But my gosh, it is just, I can't unhear it. And now even if I were to hear the original, all I can hear is, whoa.
On that note, let's go to a song.
We're not going to sit in silence.
This is the Neon Trees. Trees? Trees. Wow. Everybody talks.
It's just another pair of shoes.
I love that song.
I could tell you were really vibing.
I just love that song. I just had a moment the other day. I was driving home from the gym and I just, okay, I know. I'll put the reference out there again. But
that's $10.
To the end of your trip.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Haven't quite worked that out yet. Jack, any thoughts?
Leave it with me. I'll sort something out for you. Domestic or international, guys?
Oh, if we went international. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Well, I looked it up the other day. Flights to London are only $1,000. I think we can get there.
Oh, great.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah. I know, Governor.
I actually really do want to see The Devil Wears Prada, the West End story with Vanessa Williams. So, yeah, sure.
Tickets are cheap. I've already spoken.
If we travel together, if we make it to London together, can we all just disperse?
We're
after
not
that?
Going to London together. Who's got a budget for that? Colin, any, yeah, great. Yeah, he's supporting it, so that's good.
That would be
fun. Do the show.
That's good.
We could do the show from the giant lion. Sit on the statue.
Or the London Eye. How about we do it there?
Big Ben. Big Jack next to Big Ben.
Piccadilly Circus. What a circus. I've never seen Wayne's World. That's a bit of a niche reference, but anyway, going back to my point, that song, Wings, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, I just got in the car and I felt inspired and I thought, what song inspires me? That's a great song. Mm-hmm. Just a real great motivational song.
Okay, you're right.
It's a shame, though, that nobody's going to work today other than some of us. Otherwise, that would have just been the perfect song. Anyway, I've talked too much. Let's get into the thing we usually do, which is the, that.
Jack, that is beautiful harp work by you. Can we just have a
thank
moment?
Thank you.
He's finally done something today. That's great. Thank you.
He brings that harp in every week, and I don't want to harp on about it, but you really are great. Well done.
Thank
you, it was
you,
angelic.
Mate.
It was magical.
So good it had to happen a second time.
Okay. Yes. What did we say about being humble before, Jack? Anyway, reflection section.
Well, you got to remember, I wasn't here last week, and from what I heard, the reflection section was a bit of a joke. So
we've never had a clearer week than what we did.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. Actually, I'm not, but who cares?
So much to reflect on today. First of all, huge thank you, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, Big Vacation, and of course, Glinda, Lucy Durack. Guys, we are so lucky on this show. We are talking to so many amazing people. And I'm very grateful for that. That's where the compliments end. Let's get into it. What have we learned today?
Carl and his bites that he has on various places of his body.
Oh, you're starting again.
Yes.
That's impressive. You can just do that. Just all of a sudden just start. Can you finish? So peaceful, actually. Well, maybe we'll just reflect with that, you know? Beautiful playing.
Who could know I could multitask? There you go.
Okay.
I didn't realise that Jack could do point ballet. He's on his tippy toes right now.
I've learnt that all your friends are going on e-scooters and marathons.
Running marathons, yes they are. I have learned as well, Bianca, that you don't do 360s, you do 365s.
Well, why have 360 when you can have 365?
Fair enough.
Just putting it out there.
Have a great rest of your long weekend, everybody. Stay safe, stay cool.
Enjoy your day off.
And do it all again next week.
Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.